like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Dan Michalko.
And this is It's Movie Time. Dan, you're the president of WCBE. I want to thank you so much for stopping by. Dan, another Star Wars story. It's called Solo, a Star Wars story. Dan, what can this possibly do for us?
Expand the canon.
How?
The very, very first movie starts with a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. We're talking about a galactic empire as the basis of the settings for these stories. There are billions of planets in a galaxy.
Sure.
So potentially, there are billions upon billions of stories to tell.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
You get a fertile imagination in, Star Wars is the perfect place to express it.
For our lifetimes, we're going to have more and more. This is the backstory or the origin story of Han Solo.
On the surface, yeah.
So what does it tell us about Solo?
How he became the rogue with a golden heart.
Okay, you know, nice.
And that's apparent in the very first movie.
All right, so he's the biggest, the best jockey.
Mm-hmm.
But Dan, the elephant in this room is Harrison Ford.
Even as a fanboy, you cannot replace Harrison Ford.
You can't.
I mean, he defined the role of Han Solo. He put so much of his own personality into that role to bring in someone. Even Laurence Olivier could not replicate Han Solo the way Harrison Ford
I agree with
him.
You. And the really brilliant people, the ones who find the Alden Ehrenreich. You see this guy in Hail Caesar.
And how did someone see the potential of that role?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it goes even further back. Steven Spielberg discovered Alden. At a bat mitzvah.
Is this the kind of movie that's going to be prominent in the canon or not? One commentator said this is like a Wikipedia entry.
Yeah. And I think that's why it is going to be one of the bigger pieces in the canon of movies.
Okay.
It's already better than all three of the prequel movies. It is the first of all the subsequent films after A New Hope, the first one to finally recapture the just plain swashbuckling fun of the very first Star Wars movie, of A New Hope. It just has that whole Saturday matinee. Good guys are going to get them. There's going to be adventure and they're going to battle the bad guys. And you always know who the bad guys and who the good guys are right out of the gate. It's just a fun movie. I really don't think there's a lot for fanboys to justifiably criticize.
Okay.
Ron Howard did a fantastic job of throwing these wonderful bones to the diehard fans.
Yes.
In one of the bar scenes, you have the same aliens that were in the cantina on Tatooine in the original movie.
It's a good one.
Even, and this is what, as not just a fanboy, but as a science geek, I loved that they played with the mistakes that were made in the very first movie, in A New Hope. One of the things people criticized in it is that Han says, the Millennium Falcon, she's the ship that made the Kessel Run in under 20 parsecs. Well, a parsec is a unit of distance. It is not a unit of time.
Okay.
In this movie, you learn about the Kessel Run, and they intentionally emphasize how many parsecs it takes to make the Kessel Run. It's like they're throwing it back. Yeah, we made a mistake, and we're going to do it again.
But you know, you're reminding me that Kessel Run is such a MacGuffin.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so much a tradition of these kind of adventure films.
Oh, yeah.
And Hitchcock knew it when he planted his little pieces of business that you all went for that didn't mean a thing in the end.
Yeah.
And because, Dan, would you agree this is a film of character?
Mm-hmm.
If there were to be an objection, it might be that it's not epic enough?
Yes and no. That to me is the Ron Howard touch.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Ron has a knack for taking something that could be just action-driven and injecting humanity into it. Ron Howard's able to take that deep character analysis that the Kasdans do, but give it that nice, light, bright human touch.
Chewbacca is there.
Guy who plays Chewbacca is 6'11" inches tall, but he plays Chewbacca so well, so fluidly.
Yeah. Dan Michalko, the film is Solo, a Star Wars story. So, Mr. President, what is your grade?
I am going to give it an A-.
Oh,
an A-.
All right. And I'm going to award it a B, but I have to admit that I'm closer to your A- than I am to my B. Now, Dan, you have just come off of your Solo tour for fundraising. All right, Dan, go home, get some rest.
Thanks, John, and may the Force be with you. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.